thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we come and just thanking you and praising you, Lord. You are the one, and glory to God that you so love us. Glory to God that you first loved us. Thank you, Lord, that again it's your love that draws us in here today. And Lord, as this sister sang, Emmanuel, God with us. And Lord, I'm so thankful that it was your truth and love even back then that drew those shepherds and drew those wise men, Lord, to Bethlehem, the house of bread. Oh, the word of the Lord. And God, it said that they were exceedingly joyful, Lord God. Help us to be exceedingly joyful today, Lord God, because we have a better thing, Lord God, and I'm so thankful what you've called us into this morning. And Lord, help us to wake up, Lord Jesus, and not to be slumbering, Lord God, but to be alive and quickened and ready, Lord God, for your soon appearing, Lord. And God, we do thank you for it, Lord, because we know it's only the power of your grace. Help us to get out of the way. Help us to surrender, Lord Jesus. Help us to submit. Help us to again to allow Christ to be magnified in us. Lord, transparent for only Jesus to be seen. God, help us to allow you to increase, and we must decrease. And only, Lord, the word of your grace, God, can build us up and give us that inheritance among all them also that are sanctified. And Lord, we give that to you this morning. We've committed it to you because, again, you have placed that desire by your grace in our hearts. And Lord, more of the beauty of you today, more of your grace. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord. I'd like you to open up your Bibles this morning to John chapter 19. That's John chapter 19. And, you know, we're going to talk about his crucifixion today. I guess I didn't get the memo that we're supposed to only talk about his birth. But I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to talk about what the Spirit wants us to talk about. And that's where we're going to go. And I pray that, again, this is his. And let me tell you something, he'll move us. When the Lord moves you, it's good. So, but he encouraged my heart in this passage last week as we were taking communion here, and just enamored with his body. Oh, his precious body. Someday I'm going to hold his body. Touch him. And oh, hallelujah, to feel him. Hallelujah. What it's going to be. But boy, he's got a mighty precious body. And how he freely gave it, pierced and torn. But what he so impressed upon as his body came forward and took that communion last week. Not a bone broken. Not a bone. Not a bone broken. 31st verse. The Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation that the bodies should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day. For that Sabbath day was an high day. See, even in their self-righteousness, they didn't realize their orneriness. They were still going to, as the word of the Lord was going to be fulfilled. You're going to understand why they were hurrying up and what they had to do to hurry up. Besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith come there out blood and water. And he that saw it bear record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled. A bone of him shall not be broken. And again another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced. Now, as the word of the Lord tells us, brothers and sisters, his visage, his body, was
marred more than any man's. His death was more savage. It was more brutal than any man. And yet, even in all that brutality, the scripture said, not a bone of his will be broken. Now you think, and I'm sure most of us here today have broken something. On our bodies, I'm talking about. I don't care, as careful as you can be, but it can be broken. But not his body. Oh no. And what was so amazing to me, and I remember reading this back when, scientists have even looked into this. And I'm talking about godly scientists as well. And they've tried to study how Jesus died. And the first thing was, well, did he bleed to death? No, he did not bleed to death. See, those Romans, they knew exactly what they were doing. They were crafty in torturing people. And when they put those nails, those spikes in their hands and in their feet, they were so good at it, they didn't hit arteries. They didn't draw that blood. They were there to make them suffer. So it wasn't that, and they knew that. And then secondly, they said, well, did he suffocate? Well, no, Jesus didn't suffocate. See, that's why they were in a hurry. They broke them legs of those ones, because what they would do on the cross when they were hanging is they couldn't breathe. They would be suffocating. But they would be able to take their legs and push themselves up to gasp a breath on that wooden cross. Sometimes there was even a little wedge dug in there that they could move their body. I don't know if that was true in this case or not. But even if it was flat, they could move those legs. But see, they were in a hurry that day. And they needed to break some legs quick so that they couldn't push themselves up anymore to gasp a breath. But when they came to Jesus, he was already dead. So obviously, he didn't suffocate. Oh no, those other two were alive. That was a common practice when they needed to speed things along. They had to go break all the legs because they would be surviving. Then next they thought, well, maybe he died of shock. You know, it was so painful, and that happened to people as well too. But see, that wasn't true at all either, because all along the way, the word of the Lord spoke through him. All the way up until the very end, even when he said, it is finished. So they asked the question then, well, then how did he die? Well, it was so sweetly given and so true and accurate in the word of the Lord. He gave up the ghost. See, very God of very God, and that's who he is. And that's who he was. As he was very man of very man. But he gave up the ghost. He willed himself to die. How sweet, how precious. And brothers and sisters, what struck my heart in this is he willed himself to die to show us that not a bone of his would be broken. Those soldiers saw that he was dead, and they did not break his legs. I praise him for his keeping of the body. Do you realize how he keeps us? How he's protected us. And I can testify of this little flock here all these years. And I'm grateful to God again how he's protected this little body. Oh, there's been some rough times. There's been some storms. Been some hurtful things. But God. And his word, not a bone, not a bone. You gonna believe God today? Not a bone of his body shall be broken. Oh, I'm so grateful to God how perfectly this was testifying of the truth in his death, that I will never leave you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. A bruised reed will I not break. And how wonderful, I think, of how they passed by that opportunity to break his legs. But they couldn't pass by without sticking the spear in his side. That precious rib. That precious side. Oh, brothers and sisters.
Suffering, yes. Bruised, sure, we know it.
But broken? Never. Never. Come on now. Come on now.
I know I'm not the only one just in this time. I know I'm not the only one that from time to time is despairing of my own life. Not a bone. He promised this. Not a bone, brothers and sisters, to be broken. 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
See, this is the God of better, and it only gets better. Just let me tell you, Lord, help us to stay with it.
7th verse of the 4th chapter of 2 Corinthians. But we have this treasure. Oh, what a treasure we have. We have this treasure. Not somewhere, not someday. But you have this treasure. We have it. In earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. You get it? Give you a little hint where this is going? That the excellency of the power may be of God. You're His. You are not your own. You accepted Him as Savior and bang! The transformation was made. The transaction was paid. Praise be to God. Jesus Christ came to live and you no longer live. It's Christ that liveth in me. Amen. Closed, satisfied, done. The blood has been applied. Take it. Run with it. And run well to win Him with full joy. This is it. Quit being disappointed, disgusted, up and down. Get a vision. Live the reality. Quit letting the lies of the devil rule your life. Quit being tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. The word of the Lord is it. And rightfully divided is but one way. By my Spirit, saith the Lord. Know what we got. Know the treasure, praise the Lord, that is in the earthen vessel. It's all there. It's Him. Now let's go on. Verse 8. We are troubled on every side. Amen. Yet not distressed. See, go on. Most people read that verse, they stay there in the first 4 or 5 words. You stay there, you're going to be defeated. Get the victory. It's already been won. It is finished. Devil, you're dead. Thanks be to God. Come on. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Here you are. Here you are. Come on now. This is it. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. I guess that's why He's invited this into my heart this Christmas time. Always. Even birthday. He came to die. If He didn't die, we wouldn't be living. Come on now. It was all in the death. Hallelujah. That was the life. And praise be to God, when I said, Jesus, thank you, you are my Savior. That same transformation happened in me. The tank back here showed it all to you. I was dead with Him, and now I've been raised. Get excited about this. This is the excitement. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus, listen to this, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Goes right back to that the power may be of God. Now let's keep going. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. Look at that. And you want to read on? He already did, so you might as well. He lived this. You might as well. This your life. You better by God's grace. Come on. So then, as it says here, death worketh in us,
but life in you. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it was written, as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you, for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. Now, stay with it here. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. Do you think he knows the way you take? Do you? Do you think that he really is set before and behind you, and that his hand so sweetly covers you? Come on. God help us to believe our champion of faith, brothers and sisters. Let me tell you something. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Amen. See, he didn't just command that. He holds you. He holds you. Praise be to God. His hand's touching you all the time. Oh, praise God for that master potter, that the clay is in his hands. Brothers and sisters, there's fierce trial all about us. I know it. My goodness, that phone, that internet, that whatever it is, it's ringing off the hook. But more than that, I'm telling you, we know it because of the word of the Lord in our hearts. We know that this is the time of the coming of the Lord. He's preparing. This is the way of the Lord. And by God's grace, I pray that we look into this and say, Lord, this is my life, because this is the life that lives in me. It's by faith of the word of God. And I'm thankful to the Lord that he's enlightened the eyes of our understanding more and more. He's increasing our faith moment by moment. Again, all by his grace, nothing that you have done. I'm so grateful to God just getting up this morning to think, Lord, I'm so grateful your grace, your grace. Your grace, your grace. If this was up to me, you'd be so disappointed. If this was up to me, it would fall so flat. If this was up to me, you'd have nothing. Same for you. But grace, grace, grace. Grace, grace, grace. He just loves me. He loves you. He keeps telling me, son, I just love you. I love you. I love you. I just want you to embrace this love. I want you to apprehend this love. I want you to grow in this love. I want you to be confident in this love. Appreciate it. Grateful, Lord. And then, Lord, have it quickened. Transform me. Lord, I may have not been able to pay attention for more than 5-10 seconds in the word of the Lord, but somehow, some way, he can transform that. That I want to know more about it. I want to hear more of the word of the Lord. It's not just hit and miss anymore. I want to know who I am in Christ. I've hit my head against the wall in this life over and over. Never seems to work. Can't get over the hump. Every time I've tried, it seems, oh man, all this stuff's pulling me down. And I love how brother says it so many times over and over. Whom he has made free is free indeed. Thank you. The Lion of Judah has broken every chain. It's done. Quit carrying them around. That's the Lord just told me, son, you're free. Yeah. If I said you're free, why do you keep thinking you're chained up? Cast it down. Let it go. Lay it aside. My goodness. Now, brothers and sisters, I do know that we're in the fight. But see, as Christ assured us in his word, not a bone of him. See, we're of him. This is his body. Not a bone shall be broken. By him, I love this, all things consist and hold together. See, a lot of folks, oh yes, that's this mighty galaxy and universe. And oh, sure, I understand that. I'm interested in this guy. I'm interested in you because he's interested in you. When I start to panic and think, oh my goodness, that's breaking apart. Where's that going? Oh no, son. By me. Watch this. Watch the mighty hand of God. Just when Jonah thought he was taking off over this way, I'm going to prepare a fish. That boy ain't going nowhere. He's even going to try to take his life. He's so upset with himself. Oh Lord, all I can do is just die for you. No, you can't. You dummy. You're going to live for me. You're going to live for me. Grace upon grace upon grace. Oh, there's so much here. Got to stay with it, but it's so good. Praise God. Brothers and sisters, this world might be falling apart. But see, we got an assurance. And I think about even in this precious assembly, we got an assurance of Him. Not over living waters tabernacle. No, it's the word of the Lord. It's over you. He will not forsake you. You, His people. His church, praise God, is the people. It ain't a denomination. No, it's not. His church, it's Him. Praise God. His body are His saints. He is the head. Isn't that awesome? That's how come, praise God, we are compacted and tightly fit. And in Jesus' name, there will be unity in the Spirit, and by His grace, we are one. Now, I look at this word, and I can only think, what a loving God we have. How assured we are in the word of the Lord. See, it's just absolutely, it's a rock. It cannot be moved. The word of the Lord assures us that in Him, as we go along on our way, we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. That the victory has been won. It is done. You're just living through it, brothers and sisters. It's just like He told them, go, that land is yours. Go walk through the land. But all, the most of them were freaked out because of the giants that were in the land. Oh, Lord, this couldn't be ours because there's ones that are mightier than we. There's nobody mightier than God. And if God be for you, who can be against you? And so in that, brothers and sisters, God is telling you again and again and again, it's the word of the Lord. It's the power of my might. Just as David was called of the Lord. He didn't do it in his own strength. He was called of the Lord. And he faced that giant. And he said, well, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? You're nothing to God. Nothing. And then the Lord God of hosts. You're done. Amen. And I'm so thankful the Lord's made it more simple for us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Isn't it wonderful? I like simple stuff. Five little letters. Hallelujah. The grace of God. Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Now, this is a God of better. This is an intimate God. So He didn't just tell us, well, you just go on out there, it's going to be victory, and just trust me. But see, He even tells us why. And He tells us why in the scripture we read today, that, again, Jesus Christ might be made manifest in your body. Amen? Think about the manifestation of Christ as a man. Brothers and sisters, He was completely weak. He was completely surrendered to the Father's will. He was completely given over. That they could do whatever they wanted with Him. But He knew that that was the perfect will of God. How simple is that message to our lives? Not to be like Jesus. No. He lives in me. As I explain to people all the time, I don't think about how I'm going to be. I don't think about, do I need to breathe here? Or does that heartbeat need to be now? Or how do the lungs go with the capillary and all of that? It just goes. It lives. Christ lives in you. He does. Feed Him. Feed that life. Let it grow strong by the grace of God, and it will grow up into Him in all things because He's there. Brothers and sisters, He said it. We read it. By God's grace, let's believe it. We do have great trial today. Sure we do.
But praise be to God, we know that He is being made manifest in this trial. This means that His life is coming forth in us. This means that the Word of the Lord is being written in us, brothers and sisters. This means that, hallelujah, truth and love is growing up into us in all things. I know that these aches, brothers and sisters, of these trials, sometimes they can overwhelm us. I know that they're increasing. I understand that, praise God, this furnace is being increased. It's being cranked up the much the more as we see this day approaching. But I'm going to tell you something. You know it as well too. There has never been a thrilling or an inspiration of the vision of the coming of the Lord like there's ever been in your life. It's just because of the Word of the Lord. He's doing these things. We don't think them strange. We know this is the Word of the Lord. We know that He has called us this way. I've been thinking and meditating on the Word all the day long of Jesus and His wonderful face and His appearing, brothers and sisters. But it could only come through the trial of your faith. It can only come through being pressed out of measure, brothers and sisters. It only comes in the narrow way where we are pressed against Him, where that precious thorn in that thrush, in that little bird, the only time she can sing like that is when that thorn is pressed against her breast. And brothers and sisters, He's doing this. This is so mighty. Christ in me, the hope of glory. It's becoming a reality to your life. It's becoming a reality to mine. Lord, I want You to be magnified in me. Hallelujah. I want You to be magnified. And it never could have transpired. This truth never could have come forth in your life, brothers and sisters, without the Lord allowing, unleashing that enemy to come and tempt, to taking up the hedge, just as He did in Job. You want to see the faithfulness of God? I'm going to show you something. You can get at Him, you can take all of these things, but I'm going to tell you something. The faithfulness of God in this brother, He's going to praise me. Do you realize how the Godhead is rejoicing? It's not strange. It's not. It was known. The Word of the Lord has made it known. We were just getting too comfortable for a moment there a time, didn't we, brothers and sisters, in our abilities. Oh, well, I'm a pretty smart fella. Huh? Oh, you know, I'm good looking. I can get through this one. Watch my silver tongue do this too. God's going to stop that nonsense. He is. He always does. He loves you too much. Good parents will always get in the middle. They just do. Can't help themselves. It's called love. You've got a father that's a jealous God, and He is. And I'm so thankful He's jealous over my life. I've seen Him do it. I'm grateful to God how He has corrected me in His loving kindness. His grace has caused me to be still, to endure the chastening. And there's a chastening going on in my life right now, moment by moment, and I know it's there. But you know the thing that encourages my heart? He says, well, honey, I deal with you as a son now. You understand that my chastening, praise God, that's all over your life, that hurt, that wound, that thing that you wanted to get rid of a long time ago, I got that, honey, and I'm not going to remove it from your life because I'm going to be magnified in you. Yeah. See, do we get this? Do we really understand this? Brothers and sisters, there's a lot of this wind of doctrine that is deceiving you, that think that somehow that you're going to make it, that you're going to be the one that's going to perfect your life, that you're going to change you. Let me tell you something. He'll move you from glory to glory into His very image if you'll just let Him. He'll cause you to be a man and woman of God that you never even thought that you could be. You will sing of the praises of the Lord. You'll quit of your comfort zone or your zone of, Lord, oh, I can't come out of that. Yes, you can. Rise up out of those ashes, and here is the word of the Lord for you. He said that not a bone shall be broken. We need to be bold in the Lord, brothers and sisters, and step out in faith. God help us to wait upon Him, but at the same time, let Him increase. And you know what? I'm so grateful to God. I was so thankful that He put that Romans 8:18 in our hearts on Wednesday night. See, the purpose of this, brothers and sisters, we reckon. That's what it says there. That means we count it, count Him, that the sufferings of this present time, the sufferings of this present time. I know we got them out here. I hear lots of shit. See it. Yes. It's a good thing. Yes. The sufferings of this present time. Now go on. Are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. My goodness, brothers and sisters, it's wonderful. I'm thankful to the Lord. See, my eyes aren't set upon the myrrh in my hands anymore. See, that happens sometimes to us, brothers and sisters. But you got to look up. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. You know what the Spirit is saying. He's knocking at the door. I'm here, the beloved one. Hallelujah. The bridegroom is here. He's at the door. And I don't care how I'm feeling anymore. I don't care how I look. I don't need to get pretty before I get the door. He already loves me. I just want to get to the door. I don't want to be too tired and laying in the bed. He is at the door now. Praise be to God, brothers and sisters. It's time to move. Lighting off that camel. Praise God. That's what I want to do. The journey is the Holy Ghost. I'm getting it more and more all the time. That's why it's focusing on the proposal all throughout the word of the Lord. Brother Paul didn't even speak of the trials and the tribulations and all the things that God did in his life until he was forced of the Lord, not of man. But he said, you forced me to boast. You finally have forced me to boast. I didn't want to talk about this because it's always been the grace of God that is with me. It's always been that way. And he said, okay, here's my stripes. Here's my shipwrecks. Here's how I've been beaten. Here's how I've been stoned. Oh my goodness, all of these things. But you know what? I don't care any of those things that have happened to me. I count even all of that but dung, but for the knowledge of the excellency of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now that was a brother, praise God, that had Christ in him, the hope of glory, just magnified so much to be filled with all the fullness of God that, Lord, it doesn't matter. You know the way I take, and that's good enough for me. I'm so thankful that you're leading this, brothers and sisters. It doesn't matter what befalls me, because the grace of God is with me. Brothers and sisters, we're about to light off that camel. But if you're so worried about the journey, you're not going to get to the point of lighting off the camel. Jacob loved that young lady that 7 years was nothing. Jacob loved that lady so much that even after he got duped and tricked, she was so beautiful to him, he said, another seven, let's just go at it. I get her. Don't matter to me. It's all I want. Life, there's nothing else in life that I want. He wanted that woman so much. He gave up 14 years of his life. Can you imagine that? Most of us wouldn't give up 14 minutes for people. He loved her so much. He gave 14 years. God loved you so much. He gave his beautiful only begotten son. And I believe, brothers and sisters, there's a joy that's set before us. It's a proposal. It's a message. It's a precious servant, a Holy Ghost at the well. And he's been pouring this out year after year, week after week, day after day, moment by moment. What you going to do with it now? What you going to do? I don't know how much more time we got. I don't. But I know the one thing he's interested in right now is respond now, move now, go with me now. Okay? And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can move. You can move today. Praise be to God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your passion to your people. Lord, I thank you for the word of the Lord. Thank you, God, that it's our comfort. Thank you, Lord, it's our rest. Lord, it's the pillow, it's the blanket, it's everything. God, it's so wonderful to snuggle up to the word of the Lord. Thank you for your intimacy today. And God, it is. It's just the grace. The wondrous grace of God. Thank you for all the glory it brings. Thank you that we enjoyed your blessings today. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.